the kicker, bro. He is doubling down on this. He's been out on the airways. He did an interview.
We have this, yesterday. By the way. I want to play this because
yeah, we should.
This is Matt Schlapp from this morning from The View trying to explain his way out of this.
What the hell does Michael Steele have to be graceful for?
What was not known at the time is that when Ian, who's with me here today mm-hmm. and is a dark-skinned conservative who has mm-hmm. strong opinions about the Republican Party's failure to reach out to diverse populations in an effective way, he wants them to be better. He was called up to the stage in a spontaneous way, if you read his article that he wrote in The Hill, he used the words that came to him at the moment. He doesn't give speeches, and he wishes he could have sat down and thought through the words he would have used.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What does that mean, dark skinned conservative? I've never heard that before.
Thank you. God.
What does that mean?
Dark skinned conservative. What century are you in?
Hold on. Wait, there's more.
Why did he call him a black guy? And why did you think that Michael needed to be more graceful about it?
Because when someone. I just wanted people to know the full story that Ian actually felt bad because it was never about.
But if why Michael, did you if say my, that he should be graceful about it?
Because. Ian called and asked him if he would accept his apology.
Did you take any action against the guy who called Michael Steele basically a token black?
I will not tell my dark-skinned colleague in my I work that he's not allowed to have a point of view on these racial questions we have in society. Shutting people down is the wrong way to handle this.
Oh my gosh, Michael! Can you explain this?
I will not tell my dark-skinned employee. Are you friggin' kidding me? What century are we living in when the man who's the head of a national organization goes on national television and refers to his employees as dark skins? Well, you know, we got some darkies working in the back.
Whoa!
Oh, God.
I mean, that's
horrible.
I'll be honest with you. Our producer, who by the way is also dark skinned, I hate to tell everybody this, is going to freak everybody out. Said to me, all right, I got this stuff from Schlapp from earlier today. I had not heard it yet, so mm-hmm. I'm hearing it for the first time here. So I'm having a genuine reaction.
I can't believe the graceful part is the one that's making news. It should be the dark skinned employee part.
I mean,
what?
There must be. I'm glad. Does he have a separate water fountain at the American Conservative Union for him? Just to make sure. Well, a separate water cooler. We don't have fountains anymore.
But that tells you. That tells you the mindset. How closed off. As much as folks talk about. You know, I have a black friend, and I have this, and I know black people. No, you don't.
Yeah.
You don't. First off, he's not African American. He's Hispanic, so call him that. Dark skin, and if you're not sure what his ethnicity is, you should have figured that out when you hired him. Mm-hmm. I just don't understand. But here we are. This is the space we're in.